High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Well, thank you. We bid you good evening from Auburn High School. It's time for sub-district action tonight here on Sunny 101.3, the girls' Class C1 sub-districts. We've got a basketball doubleheader for you tonight. Up first, it'll be the Auburn Bulldogs taking on the Thunderbirds of Johnson County Central, and then our nightcap will be the Fall City Tigers and the Fairbury Jeffs. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's presentation. Our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios tonight is Colin Feldkamp. Very pleased to be working with Colin once again. Let's move right to the starting lineup for tonight's game. First of all, for the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, they are 13-11 on the season. They'll go with Melody Billings, a 5'5 senior, Olivia Swanson, a junior at 5'7, Sydney Binder, 5'4 and a sophomore, Zoe Baltonsparker, she's a 5'8 sophomore, and Jaylee Darnell, a senior at 5'8. For the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, they'll go with Arlie Cabrales, she's a 5'4 sophomore, Ava Birkabile, 5'7 and a senior, Bailey Stirrup, a 5'5 sophomore, Sonny Rother, a sophomore at 5'8, and Emma Swanda, a 5'8 senior, rounds out the starting five for Coach Garrett Collin and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Getting set for our national anthem here at Auburn High School, we'll step aside and take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back after this two-minute break with the opening tip-off. You're listening to Sub-District Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Fast, global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
A rewarding career with a leader in global manufacturing is waiting for you at Fast. We are proud to be 100% employee-owned, where you can accumulate shares of stock in the business. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a $2,500 to $5,000 bonus, plus a $5,000 relocation bonus where applicable. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt and put them to work for you. Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School, Class C1 Girls Sub-District Action, about set to get underway. Tonight, over on our sister station, KTNC, John Nixon is in Falls City. He's covering the D2 Sub-District with the Sacred Heart Irish taking on the Lewiston Tigers. They were a little bit late getting started due to a citywide power outage. The lights went out before they got started at 5 o'clock. So they got a little bit of a late start. However, we do have a halftime score already on an update on that. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Lewiston Tigers. The Sacred Heart girls up 34-6. That's the score at halftime, 34-6. Sacred Heart leading Lewiston. Again, that game live tonight over on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. John Nixon has the call for that one. As we mentioned in our introduction here, this is a basketball doubleheader that we have for you tonight. here in the C1 sub-district, with Auburn facing Johnson County Central in our first game. Our nightcap a little later this evening, we'll see the Falls City Lady Tigers taking on the Fairbury Jeffs. That ought to be a really fun matchup. Falls City at 14-9 on the year, Fairbury at 11-13. So we look for a real battle in that Falls City and Fairbury game coming up later tonight. Our first one tonight with Auburn and Johnson County Central. These two teams met just last week. Auburn come away with a substantial win in that one. I think it was an even 30 points, 40-something to 70-something. I don't have the exact score in front of me. So Johnson County Central will be looking to do battle here and come out a little better than they did last time around. We do have one change in the starting lineup for Johnson County Central. Madeline Herrefeld, a 6'1 senior, is in the starting lineup, and she's going to jump at center. Noticeably absent from the lineup is Jordan Albright. Albright, a 6'1 senior, had been starting most of the season here. She ran into some concussion issues and not able to finish out the season with the Thunderbirds. So Herrefeld getting the start. We're ready to jump it up. Here's the tip controlled by the Auburn Bulldogs. Into forecourt, quickly to set it up, comes Sydney Binder. Binder across court, pass to the left side, Olivia Swanson. Comes right back to Binder. She and Swanson play a little catch with it. In the paint, they feed it in the lane. Driving toward the baseline is Baltensberger for the first 2 points of the ball game. Zoe Baltensberger with the lay-in, put it off the glass. Here's Birkebile with the ball down court for Johnson County Central to Sonny Rother on the left wing. Up to the top of the circle, around the horn it comes left side. Cabrellas with the ball. Back underneath the Cabrellas in the corner. Open look, baseline right side for three. Up and good by Sonny Rother. Rother hits a three. Johnson County Central goes on top 3-2 here. Just underway, 7:14 to play in the first quarter. Here come the Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Melody Billings across court to the right side. Back to Billings, it comes on the left elbow. She dribbles into the paint, flips it out to the right wing. Pass comes underneath again, driving toward the basket. Baltensberger shot up and good. Zoe's got back-to-back baskets. That puts Auburn back on top, 4-3. Lady Bulldogs up by one. Birkebile with the ball to Cabrellas on the right wing. Cabrellas look for Swanda out on the right side. Swanda holds the ball a minute, dribbles into the corner, low post, beats to Herrefeld, give and go to Swanda. Swanda shot up off the glass, couldn't get it. She got her own rebound and passes it out onto the left wing now, around the outside perimeter, back out to Cabrellas. She holds it in the corner, right side of the basket. Birkebile in the paint, driving toward the hoop, driving lay-in up and good, putting the basket in with Sonny Rother. Whistle and the foul, but I think the foul may have came on the floor before the basket, and I believe that's what they're going to rule here. Rother got it to go, but they say she was fouled. Foul's going to be on Melody Billings, her first team foul, number one. Here's a shot that's up and good on the baseline left side. Getting the ball to drop is Sonny Rother. Sonny's got 5 points, and she draws a foul, so Sonny will be at the line to shoot one shot here for the Thunderbirds. That foul is also on Melody Billings. Her second personal already. Second team foul on the Lady Bulldogs. At the free throw line, Sonny Rother, 5'8" sophomore. She has all five of the points so far. This shot is up and off the rim, doesn't go. Tipped around, Rother with the rebound. Got it. Put back is up, off the rim, couldn't get it. Herrefeld with the basketball. She tries to put it back up, couldn't get it to fall. Ball is on the floor. Now the Lady Bulldogs come out of there with the basketball. We're tied at 4 apiece here. There's a driving layup at the other end. Apparently, Sonny Rother, I credited her with a 3, and they're going to score that as a 2-point basket from down in the corner a minute ago. So Rother has 4 points, and Baltensberger has 4 points, and we're tied at 4 apiece. Auburn with the basketball under their own basket to inbound it. They lob it up top into the corner right side. Kirkpatrick in the lineup. Her pass is stolen away on the steal. The other way goes Sonny Rother. Driving layup, couldn't get it. And the rebound taken down by Auburn's Zoe Baltensberger. Down court pass comes to Kirkpatrick. She feeds it inside the paint. Got it into Baltensberger. Baseline left side, Darnell. Back to Baltensberger. Driving lay-in up and good. Zoe Baltensberger came to play ball tonight. She's got all 6 of Auburn's points. We've got a timeout taken on the floor with 5:38 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School, 6-4, Auburn leading Johnson County Central. T-Birds with the basketball. This is Emma Swanda on the dribble. Swanda, left-handed dribble, brings it to the wing into Herfeld in the paint. The give-and-go look underneath for Birkebile. The ball is tipped away out of bounds, knocked away under there by Auburn's Sydney Binder. The basketball goes out of bounds off of Binder, and Emma Swanda will inbound it. Swanda to inbound the pass on the baseline. Herfeld leaves the ballgame. Checking in for Johnson County Central is going to be Bailey Stirrup and onto the floor. Stirrup checks in. There's a bounce pass in the paint. Almost taken away. Now it is stolen from Stirrup. Coming up with the steal was Kirkpatrick. Outlet pass to Binder. Olivia Swanson with the ball. A cross court pass underneath, moving toward the hoop. No shot for Darnell. Here's Swanson for three. Up and good. Olivia Swanson hits the three from down in the corner. And our score, I believe now 9-4. Can't see the backboard here, unfortunately. The scoreboard is being blocked out by the practice backboards from where we're at. On the baseline, trying to move toward the bucket for Johnson County Central is Bailey Stirrup. And the ball is knocked away. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Auburn. 9-4 our score. Auburn with the lead. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. At the top of the circle, Sydney Binder. Feeds it inside. Baltonsberger. Binder for three. Top of the circle. Off no good. Rebound Swanson. Outlet pass back up top to Binder. Now goes around the horn to Kirkpatrick on the left wing. Feeds it to Binder. She dribbles into the paint. Has the ball stolen away by Swanda. Swanda with the outlet pass to Sonny Rother. Rother down court sets the offense to the top of the circle. Birkebile for a long three that's up and off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Auburn's Ava Klein. Or check, that's Sydney Binder with the ball now. Binder in the corner. Had an open look for three from the left side that's off, no good. Rebound pulled down for Johnson County Central by Sonny Rother. Rother outlet pass to Birkebile. Birkebile across the timeline. Comes to the left wing with it to Cabrales. Cabrales back up top, Rother. Rother with a long three off the back of the iron. Won't go. Binder comes down with a rebound for Auburn. 9-4 our score. Lady Bulldogs with the lead and the basketball. Darnell gets the pass down to the low post on the left side of the basket. Can't put the shot up. They're looking for Darnell under there again, and Binder will dribble it back between the rings and reset the offense. Her pass goes to the left wing now. Kirkpatrick. Inside Baltonsberger, top of the key, Binder, long three, off the iron, no, rebound, follow shot, Darnell, put back up and good. Jaylee Darnell with her first 2 points of the ball game. It's 11-4 now. Auburn with the lead. Into forecourt, working the dribble, comes Sonny Rother. We've got a whistle and a foul on the floor. Rother got fouled. Believe that's going to go on Sydney Binder. Yes, it is. On Binder, that's her first, team foul number three on the Lady Bulldogs. There's a substitute into the ball game now, checking in to the game for Auburn. We'll pick it up here in a minute. That's going to be Addie Maddox into the game. Addie checks in. Inbound pass, Johnson County Central. Birkebile gets it. Oh, there's a whistle and a travel call down in the corner on the left side. Moving that pivot foot was in the baseline left side was Klein. Now Auburn with the basketball up 11-4. 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the first quarter. A cross-court pass goes underneath to Darnell. Darnell flips it up to the top of the key to Maddox. Here's a three from the left wing. It's off the iron, doesn't go. Put up by Swanson. Rebound Maddox, gives it back to Swanson. Finds Darnell in the corner. Darnell tried to put it under the basket. Was looking for Harmony Frank, who's just checked into the lineup. Ball went out of bounds. Touch last by JCC. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Maddox will inbound it. She'll trigger it in on the left side of her own basket on the baseline. Maddox to toss it in. 2:41 to go here in the first quarter. Long three from the corner left side, up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up, Jaylee Darnell. Darnell has 4 points now, and our score goes 13-4. Auburn with the lead over Johnson County Central. Here's Swanda moving to the basket. Swanda with a shot that goes up. It's blocked. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. And we'll put Emma Swanda to the line for Johnson County Central, where she'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be on Jaylee Darnell. On Darnell, her first, team foul number 4 on the Lady Bulldogs. Swanda at the line to shoot 2. Her first free throw is on the way. It's up. It's short. Hits the front of the rim. Came up just short. She'll get another attempt. Here's Herfeld back into the lineup now, checking in place of Cabrales for Johnson County Central. Emma Swanda ready for her second free throw attempt. Swanda looks to the basket, launches the second shot. It's up. This one is off also. Herfeld with the rebound. Try for putback up and off. No good. Harmony Frank with the block shot. Tips the ball out to a teammate, and they'll bring it into forecourt. On the right side, handling the basketball is Kirkpatrick. A cross-court pass left side. There's a long three. Up and good, and nailing the three. Her second one of the night is Olivia Swanson. She's got 6 points now, and it's 16-4. Auburn opening up a big lead here with a less than 2 minutes to go now, 1:55 to play in the first period. Birkebau with the basketball into traffic, into Swanda. Turnaround jump shot. Swanda up and off, no good. Rebound pulled down by Zoe Baltensperger. Baltensperger, outlet pass comes to the near side, gives the ball out to Kirkpatrick into forecourt. Into Baltensperger, feeds it right side, Harmony Frank. Back to Kirkpatrick, a cross-court pass to Swanson. She has the ball tipped away from her. Good defense across the way by Ava Birkebau. Birkebau knocked the ball out of her hand and knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Auburn's basketball to inbound in the corner. Crossing it in is Addie Maddox. Maddox down deep in the corner left side. Inbounds the pass to Sydney Binder. Binder being chased defensively by Bailey Stirrup. Binder passes to the left wing. Into the corner, around the right side it comes. Here's a long three from the top of the key, up and good by Jameson Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick gets a three, and we're at 19-4. The lead is 15 now. Auburn blowing this thing open early here still in the first quarter. JCC's basketball. Binder steps in front of Ava Birkebau and stole the basketball. It went out of bounds, I think, though, that Binder touched it last. So it's going to stay with Johnson County Central. Emma Swanda will inbound it. She'll toss it in on the baseline on the left side of her own backboard. Swanda to inbound the pass. Lobs it up top. Open look. Birkebau. Birkebau in the paint. Didn't take it. Feeds into the corner down to the right side. Back up top it comes. Again to Birkebau. She feeds the corner in the paint. Herfeld to the left side. Swanda. Swanda spin move. Fall away. Jump shot up and no. Rebound brought down Harmony Frank. Frank on the fast break. Brings it into forecourt herself. Now holds it up and hands the ball to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick gets a pick by Baltensperger. Goes back to Harmony Frank with the pass. Frank onto the left wing. Feeds Binder. Binder top of the circle. Baltensperger to the near side on the edge. Comes to Addie Maddox. Maddox bounce pass. Harmony Frank a little give and go. Kind of a pick and roll there by Harmony Frank. They didn't see her when she broke to the basket open in the paint. With it is Baltensperger, back up top, Binder, right wing, handling the ball now. Kirkpatrick, there's a long three that's up and off for Binder. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. 10 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. 19-4, our score, Auburn with the big lead. 10 seconds for Johnson County to work and bring it down. Quickly into forecourt for Johnson County. Klein, long three from the right side is up and off, doesn't go. That shot put up by Sonny Rother. After one quarter of play, it's Auburn 19 and Johnson County Central 4. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Auburn High School. 19-4, our score after one quarter. Auburn broke out to a big lead here. It'll be the Lady Bulldogs basketball as we resume action. Sydney Binder gets the inbound pass. Binder works it across the midcourt line, comes into forecourt to Baltensberger on the right side of the free throw circle. Back to the top of the key. The pass goes to Binder. Darnell sets a pick for a little pick and roll. Ball tipped away from Binder. Stolen. Birkebau with the steal. Takes it in for a driving lay-in. Up and off the rim. Wouldn't go. She had a breakaway lay-in uncontested, and Birkebau couldn't finish and get it to fall, and the rebound comes down to Binder. With the ball is Sydney Binder. Binder with a three from the right wing. It banked off the glass, doesn't go. The rebound is going to be chased down by Baltensberger. And we're going to have a turnover, and the basketball is going to go back to Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds get it. 19-4 our score. Opening minute here in the second quarter. On the dribble for the T-Birds is Sonny Rother. Rother to the left side finds Emma Swanda with the pass. Swanda holds it for a minute. A cross-court pass comes back to Swanda in the paint, tipped away by Baltensberger. Zoe touched it last before it went out of bounds, so it'll still be Johnson County Central's basketball. Big welcome to all of our listeners in the Tecumseh area. Cook, Kelmich, Tecumseh, all the Johnson County Central School System, glad to have you tuned in tonight to Sunny 101.3. Here moving to the hoop is Herrefeld. Her shot is up. It goes off the glass and won't drop, and the rebound comes down to Sydney Binder. Binder brings the ball up court rather casually, feeds to Baltensberger in the paint. We're going to have whistle and traveling is called. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Colin Feldkamp is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios. John Nixon on the air tonight in Fall City, on our sister station KTNC. He's got the Sacred Heart Irish and the Lewis and Tigers in the Class D2 sub-district that's going on right now. Johnson County Central with the basketball, right side, handling it is Birkebau. Birkebau gets it up top, Cabrera's around the horn, Emma Swanda. Swanda looks for Birkebau, the cutter through the paint, puts it into Herrefeld. Herrefeld with a turnaround shot that's up and blocked away by Jaylee Darnell. Darnell got the block on Herrefeld and then came up with the basketball, gives the outlet pass out to Sydney Binder. Binder to the left wing with her pass, goes to Darnell. Inside Baltensberger in the paint. Now Binder feeds Baltensberger. She goes up. Block shot by Herrefeld, but a rebound and a follow shot and a putback there for Auburn by Jaylee Darnell. Darnell has 6 points. Baltensberger has six. And Swanson has six now for Auburn. Here's Emma Swanda handling the ball. She picks up her dribble and comes to the near side with a pass over to Cabrera's. Lob pass underneath, stolen away by Jaylee Darnell. They were looking inside for the lob to Herrefeld. Darnell stepped in front of her and got the steal. Billings back in the lineup now, brings the ball into forecourt to Binder in the corner for an open three that's in and out, no good. Binder with a rebound, follow shot, floater is up. This one won't go, but we've got a whistle and a foul called on Johnson County Central, and we're going to have Sydney Binder at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Lady Bulldogs. Binder has not scored yet this evening. The foul is on Emma Swanda, her first team foul, number one, on the Thunderbirds. Binder's first free throw is up and good. So Sydney Binder has her first point of the evening. Into the lineup now, checking in for Auburn, comes Harmony Frank into the contest. Frank checks in. Back onto the floor is Bailey Stirrup now, replacing Madeline Herrefeld for Johnson County Central. Sydney Binder. Second free throw is up. It's good. She got them both. And that makes it 23-4 now. The lead is 19 points for the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. Birkebau into forecourt. Birkebau pass left side. Arlie Cabrera's. Here's a long three at the top of the circle. Banked off the glass and good by Sonny Rother. Rother has all seven of Johnson County's points. Time out of the four. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farman City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Back once again here at Auburn High School, 23-7 our score. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs with a big lead here early on Johnson County Central. For the Thunderbirds, Sonny Rother has all seven of Johnson County's points in the game. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader later this evening. Around 7:45, I think the tip-off is officially scheduled for. We'll have the Fall City Lady Tigers facing the Fairbury Jeffs. Looking at their records, that ought to be a fun matchup. Fall City 14-9, Fairbury 11-13. So we're looking for a good game in our nightcap later on this evening. We hope you'll stay with us for that. Meanwhile, John Nixon is on the air right now in Fall City on KTNC. At halftime, Sacred Heart was leading Lewiston 34-6. That's the latest scoring update we have there. We're back to live action here in Auburn. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. It's Sydney Binder down court with it. Gives off to Harmony Frank. Frank flips it over to Swanson on the right side. Olivia Swanson, a cross-court pass, right back to Binder it comes. Binder feeds to Billings, who's got the basketball now. Melanie Billings finds Harmony Frank with the pass. Around the wing it comes, top of the circle. Billings on the right elbow. Melanie Billings, a 5'5 senior, feeds into Harmony Frank. Frank goes up with a jump shot that's blocked away nicely by Ava Birkebile. Birkebile with a nice defensive play to stop Harmony Frank. Frank is a 5'10 senior. Birkebile got a hand up on the ball and swatted it away out of bounds. Auburn's basketball. Inbound pass, Binder. Floater from the right corner. No, couldn't go. Ball tipped out of bounds off of Olivia Swanson. She was trying to get the offensive rebound, and the ball got away from her. Went out of bounds. It'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. Inbound the pass to Ava Birkebile. Birkebile to the left wing. Kirkpatrick handles it. Down to Cabrelas in the corner. Cabrelas goes to Sonny Rother. Rother in the paint. Tries to put a shot up that's blocked away by Darnell. Rother shot blocked by Darnell. Rebound brought down by Swanson. Outlet pass comes out to Binder. Sydney Binder finds Harmony Frank. Frank at the free throw line. No shot there. Back to Binder in the corner. Left side in the corner. Deep low post baseline. Feeds into Darnell. Here's an open look. Harmony Frank from the right corner. Off the rim doesn't go. Darnell tries to save the rebound, has the ball knocked out of her hand by Johnson County Central. Possession will stay with the Lady Bulldogs. 3 minutes, 57 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We've reached the midway point of the second period. 23-7 our score. Auburn on top, leading Johnson County Central. Auburn's basketball, Billings to inbound it. Melanie Billings to the top of the key. Gives it to Binder. Shot is up for three, doesn't go. Rebound Emma Swanda. Swanda pulls down the rebound for the Lady T-Birds, and the T-Birds come into forecourt. Bailey Stirrup, bounce pass into Herfeld. Turnaround shot, Herfeld. It's blocked once again. Madeline Herfeld got her turnaround little hook shot, blocked right back, and Auburn grabs up the loose basketball. This is Billings on the dribble into forecourt. To the right side, Harmony Frank for three. Off the rim short. Herfeld pulls down the defensive rebound, flips the outlet pass out to Birkebile, and she'll come up court with it. Birkebile works the dribble to the left side of the free throw circle. Now back out between the rings goes Birkebile with the basketball. Gives it to the top of the key to Sonny Rother. Rother for three off the iron. No, and the rebound comes down to Darnell. Darnell with the outlet pass. She and Binder both went after that one. Darnell came up with the ball and says, okay, Sydney, you can have it. Handed it off to her after all. Here's Binder into Harmony Frank at the free throw line. Frank can't get an open look. Birkebile there has her covered defensively. Underneath it goes to Darnell. She tries to go up with a shot, and Darnell will be fouled and go to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots at the line. Jaylee Darnell, she has 6 points so far tonight on three field goals. Here she'll be shooting two. The foul is on Emma Swanda. On Emma, that's her second personal, team foul number two on Johnson County Central. First free throw is up and good for Darnell. Jaylee Darnell now with 7 points. Winner of this one will play the winner of our later game tonight between Fairbury and Ball City. That will be played Thursday night here at Auburn. Second shot is up and off. Won't go for Darnell. She made one out of two. She has 7 points. Rebound to Johnson County Central. Down court. On the right wing is Burkabile. We've got a tie-up on a loose basketball. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow is going to stay with Johnson County Central. Burkabile will inbound it. Burkabile on the baseline on the right side of the basket. Lobs it up top to Swanda at the free throw line. He gets right back to Burkabile. Swanda sets a pick. Burkabile got tied up, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Bulldogs. Lady Bulldogs will have the ball. Melody Billings will inbound it. Billings, 5'5 senior. She missed some of the early action here. She got a quick two fouls in about the first minute of the game, I think, but she's back on the floor now. Our score, 24-7. Auburn with the big lead here. Harmony Frank flips the ball out onto the left wing to Binder. Gives it back to Frank. Frank takes it against Herrefeld. Herrefeld blocks her shot, and the ball is grabbed up by Burkabile. Ava Burkabile, long down court pass to the left side with it. Handling the ball on the left wing is Bailey Stirrup. Underneath to Rother. Rother goes up with a shot. Whistle and a foul. And we'll have Sonny Rother at the free throw line. Sonny has scored all 7 of JCC's points thus far. That foul on Jaylee Darnell, her second personal, team foul number 5. Rother's free throw is up and good. She's now hit 1 out of 2 from the line. And she has all 8 of Johnson County Central's points. Sonny Rother ready for the second free throw. Takes aim at the basket. Shot is on the way up, and good. She got them both. Rother now with 9, all 9 of the points. Timeout taken on the floor. JCC will step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
The scoreboard here at Auburn High School shows 2 minutes and 6 seconds left to play in the first half, second quarter. Our score 29-9. Auburn Lady Bulldogs up by 20, 29-9 here. Just over 2 minutes to play. Be sure and stay with us for our halftime scoring recap. We'll be giving you a complete rundown of the individual scoring and all the individual numbers from the first half, tell you how your favorite player's doing here tonight. And we should have another scoring update during the half from that game being played down in Fall City. Sacred Heart was leading Lewiston 34-6 at halftime in our last report. John has that one over on KTNC. We're back to live action here. 2 minutes to play in the first half. This is Sydney Binder with the basketball. Binder feeds it into traffic, driving the bucket on the left side, moving right to the hoop aggressively over there was Addie Maddox, and she will be fouled. Addie's going to be at the line. She's a 5'6" sophomore. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. The foul on Emma Swanda, her third personal and the third team foul on the Thunderbirds. Maddox shooting 2. First one hits the back of the iron and clunks off to the right, won't go. Checking in now as Cabrera is in for Swanda. Swanda will have a seat with 3 personal fouls. Addie Maddox, the sophomore, at the charity stripe, ready for her second attempt from the line. Launches that second free throw. This one's up and good. Maddox with her first point of the evening. Losing track of my scoreboard up here. We can't see it all the time very clearly. I told you 29-9 a minute ago. I apologize. It was 24-9. The practice baskets here block our view of the numbers on the scoreboard. So now with that free throw, it's 25-9 our score. Inbound the pass comes into Sonny Rother. She feeds it underneath Herrefeld. Shot is up, couldn't get it. Rebound tried for follow shot, still won't go. Harmony Frank with the block shot. Harmony Frank flips it out to Binder. find her on the right side. Her pass comes to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick has it knocked away. Harmony Frank under the basket finds Kirkpatrick in the corner. Top of the key, Binder. One dribble. Binder feeds it underneath. Maddox goes in. And a block shot as Maddox went up by Madeline Herrefeld. And Herrefeld is going to get called for the personal. On Madeline, it'll be her first. Team foul number four on Johnson County Central. At the free throw line, Addie Maddox. Addie, one out of two from the line. She was there just a moment ago here shooting two shots. First one is up and good. Got it to fall. She'll get another one. Addie now with 2 points, two out of three from the line. Minute 24 left to play in the first quarter. 26-9 our score. Maddox's second free throw is up, and this one is off. No good. That one wouldn't drop. Couldn't get it to fall. The rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. Sonny Rother down in a hurry with the ball, right side of the lane. Birkebile for three, off the rim, no. Herrefeld rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Madeline Herrefeld with her first 2 points of the night for the 6'1 senior, got the put back on the rebound and put it off the glass and got it down. 59 seconds to go, first half. 26-11 is our score. Almost stolen away there by Cabrillas. Billings comes up with the basketball. Melanie Billings, she lost her dribble, needs help. They came over to try and get the ball. It's tipped away, goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Johnson County Central. Harley Cabrillas will inbound it. She'll toss it into Ava Birkebile, and Birkebile comes up court to set it up here. 42 seconds to play in the first half, 26-11. On the left wing is Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup lost her dribble. Now she needs somebody to come and help her. Stirrup puts up a shot. Nope, they're going to say she traveled. Bailey got trapped down here, double-teamed and then triple-teamed. No place to go. She travels with the ball. It'll give it back to Auburn. 32 seconds to play in the first half. Lady Bulldogs may very well just come down and play for one. Looks like Binder's in no hurry at all to come up court with it. Sydney Binder, now guarded by Birkebile, just stands in the midcourt circle dribbling the ball as the clock ticks down to 14 seconds, 13 seconds. Binder and Birkebile stand. Now Birkebile makes a move defensively. Binder works to the left wing, reverses herself, comes to the top of the key. Billings puts up a long shot that comes up short, saved from going out of bounds. And it's going to be Johnson County Central's ball with 2.5 seconds to go. Underneath the Auburn basket, just time for a catch, maybe one dribble and put the shot up. Here's the midcourt shot. Sonny Rother comes up short. And at the half, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs lead the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Our halftime score, Auburn 26 and Johnson County Central 11. Stay with us. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with our halftime scoring wrap right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Auburn High School. Our halftime score, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 26-11 at the half. Let's look at the individual numbers that we have. First of all, for the Thunderbirds, Sunny Rother leads the way. She has 9 points. Madeline Herfeld with 2 for their total of 11. From the free throw line, the Thunderbirds hit 2 out of 5 from the charity stripe. For the Auburn Bulldogs, they're led at the half by Jaylee Darnell. She has 7. 6 points for Olivia Swanson. Zoe Baltensberger also has 6. Adding 2 was Addie Maddox. 2 points for Sydney Binder and Jameson Kirkpatrick with 3 for their total points of 26. Charity stripe for Auburn. They went 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. And again, they're up now by 15 points, 26-11 at the half. We have a final score from Fall City in the D2 girls sub-district. The Sacred Heart girls have defeated Lewiston, the final on that one, 54-19. So Sacred Heart will advance to Thursday night's sub-district final. They'll face either, I believe it's Diller Odell or Sterling are the other two teams down there in that D2 sub. So Sacred Heart with the win 54-19 over Lewiston. Don't forget, this is the first half of a doubleheader that we have for you tonight here at Fall City, here in Auburn. We'll have the Fall City Tigers and the Fairbury Jeffs doing battle when this one wraps up. That game scheduled for around 7:45. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and then our producer-engineer, Colin Feldkamp, is going to update you with our latest local weather forecast, and we'll have another 2 minutes of information and be back with third-quarter action. That's what's on tap for you right here. Stay tuned with us right here on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 46 tonight under overcast skies, south winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 47. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 16, cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh. where you're taken care of.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Auburn High School, where it's halftime. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 26-11. Our score at the half. I want to remind you our live coverage of girls sub-district games will continue Thursday. John Nixon will be on the air in Falls City. He'll have the Sacred Heart Irish on KTNC, facing either, I believe, Sterling or Diller Odell. I'll be on there also Thursday, just don't know yet which tournament I'll be covering. Might be here in Auburn, I could be over at Johnson-Brock. We have to wait and see how all the games play out this evening, but rest assured we will have high school basketball both on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3 this coming Thursday evening. Then next week, boys sub-district action gets underway. On Tuesday, I'll be on the air here from Auburn High School on our sister station KTNC for the boys sub-districts in Class C1. Also on Tuesday night, John Nixon will be covering the Mound City Panthers. That game will be covered on Sunny 101.3 right here. So lots of basketball coming up in the next two or three weeks. Sub-districts, state tournaments, we've got it all for you. We move to live action. It'll be Johnson County's basketball. Losing the ball out of bounds on the baseline is Ava Birkebile. Birkebile had a little pick and roll going there, and the pass was just a little too strong, and she couldn't handle it. It got away out of bounds. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. Sydney Binder with the basketball. Sydney works the left-handed dribble. Now gets a pick set there by Darnell. Gives it up to Harmony Frank. Inside to Darnell. Right back it comes to Binder. Harmony Frank lost the ball off her fingertips. Stolen away by Harifeld. Outlet pass to Emma Swanda. Swanda gives off to Birkebile. Down court. Oh, the pass stolen right back from Sonny Rother. The other direction, Melanie Billings gives it to Harmony Frank. Her shot is up and off no good. Birkebile with the rebound. Birkebile outlet pass Sonny Rother. Up and down the court. No success with shooting the ball, but we sure got up and down the floor fast on a couple of trips. Swanda tries to put a spin move underneath the basket on Harmony Frank. Frank has her covered up. She can't get the shot off. Comes to Cabrera's in the corner. Now to Swanda. Lob pass inside Sonny Rother. Reverse layup. Rother tried to put the shot up. Blocked away nicely there by Auburn's Olivia Swanson. Swanson got a big handful of basketball and blocked that one, and then it went off of Johnson County Central. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Billings with the inbound pass. Tosses into Binder. Man-to-man defense by Johnson County Central. They pick Binder up out here on the wing. Birkebile chases after her. Into Darnell in the paint. Darnell flips it back out onto the wing. Now Harmony Frank stands at the free throw line. Birkebile picks her pocket, knocks the ball away. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson County Central's Ava Birkebile. On Birkebile, that will be her first personal, team foul number one of the half on Johnson County Central. No score yet here in this third period. Second half, we still set it 26-11. That was our halftime score. Here's Swanson for three from the left wing. Rebound brought down by Frank. Flips it back to Swanson. Now Billings for three from the corner. It won't go. Swanson chases that rebound down. Brings it back up top to Binder, who reset things. Swanson left wing, finds Binder inside, Harmony Frank, Billings for three, right side, got it. First basket of the night for Melody Billings, the 5'5 senior just hit the three-pointer from out in the corner on the right side. The ball is going to roll away from Johnson County Central, and it's going to be a turnover. An unforced turnover, bringing the ball up the court for the Thunderbirds. Auburn gets it right back. Billings inbounds to Binder. Melody Billings, who just hit the three a moment ago in the corner, thought about putting another one up, goes to Harmony Frank. Down to Darnell in the paint. Darnell flips to the left wing. Swanson for three. It's short. Rebound Cabrellas. It ends up going to Swanson. Swanson goes up with a shot. Blocked by Birkebile. Cabrellas gets it down court. Finds Birkebile to the left seat. Side driving in with Sonny Rother for a lay-in. A whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Sonny Rother to the free throw line. The sophomore has hit two out of three from the line so far tonight. She has 9 points in the ballgame. This foul is going to be called on Olivia Swanson, her first, team foul number one on the Lady Bulldogs. First free throw is up and good for Sonny Rother. Sonny's in double figures. She now has 10 points in the ballgame and has hit three out of four from the free throw line. Rother with her second free throw attempt. It's on the way and good also. Nothing but nylon on both of those shots for Sonny Rother. Didn't even touch the rim right down the middle. That makes it 29-13 now, our score. Auburn on top. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Here's Binder for three. Got it. Well, they left Binder standing out here on the wing, uncovered, and she nailed the three from the left elbow. Down court pass is tipped away by Olivia Swanson. They were trying to go off of Swanson, and it'll stay with Johnson County Central. T-Birds ball. Birkebile to inbound it. Birkebile lobs it into Rother. Sonny Rother at the top of the circle. Over to the left wing. Cabrellas handles the basketball. Now to the top of the circle, Emma Swanda. Swanda, 5'8 senior. Gives it into the corner. There's Sonny Rother for three. Couldn't get it. Billings with the rebound. Mel Billings with the ball. Down court between the rings. A cross court pass finds Binder in the corner. Low post underneath it goes to Harmony Frank. Oh, she's going to lose the ball off her foot. It goes out of bounds. Binder went chasing after it, couldn't get to it. And it'll be a turnover to give the ball back again to Johnson County Central. Clock shows 4 minutes 59 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Auburn High School. Auburn leading Johnson County Central 32-13. JCC with the basketball. Sonny Rother dribbles, gets a pick set by Harifeld. Tried to go in with a shot. She'll be called for traveling. Good defense by Darnell. Darnell took the baseline away from her, and when Rother tried to dribble around her, she traveled with the basketball, and that turns it back to Auburn. Billings will toss the ball in to Sydney Binder. Binder, lob pass. Harmony Frank in the paint. Low post, right side. Back to Frank. It comes, give and go. Shot is up. Frank got her own rebound. Out to Binder for three. It's off the rim. Rebound Harifeld. We got a push foul on the baseline. I think it's going to be called on Johnson County Central. This may have gone on Harifeld when she was battling after that rebound under there. We'll see when they post it. No, check that. It's going to be on Emma Swanda. And that's bad news for JCC. That's four on Emma. Timeout taken on the floor with 4 minutes 19 seconds to play in the third quarter. 32-13. Auburn leads it. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, in the D2 girls sub-district that you heard tonight on KTNC, the Sacred Heart Irish defeated Lewiston 54-19 was the final in that one. John Nixon shared that final with us. Here, it's 32-13, Auburn with the lead with 4:19 to go in the third quarter. Inbound pass to Swanson, and she nailed it for three. For Olivia Swanson, that is her third three-pointer of the night. She has 9 points now for the Lady Bulldogs. Johnson County Central's basketball. Sonny Rother to Cabrellas, top of the key. rather a cross-court pass. Birkebile, Cabrera's for three, off no good, save from going out of bounds, no, slipping on the baseline, chasing after it was Sonny Rather. The basketball will turn over to the Lady Bulldogs. Emma Swanda will leave the game, go out of the ball game, in to replace her is Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup, a sophomore. Swanda and Harifeld, the only two seniors, and Birkebile, she's a senior on the floor. We mentioned Jordy Albright. Jordan not suited up because of the concussion protocol. At the free throw line, driving in, laying up and off, no good. Not able to get it to fall was Harmony Frank, and the rebound down to Johnson County Central. Quickly comes Birkebile, the senior. Gives it up top to Rother, a cross-court pass, a three. Bank shot off the glass, up and good by Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup got the three to fall. I think they're going to rule that a three. Yeah, they did. Stirrup with a three. Here come the Lady Bulldogs down court. Quickly on the right side is Darnell with the basketball across court. Binder, open look, three, left wing, off the mark, no good. Rebound, Cabrera's. Harley Cabrera's, the sophomore, sets it up on the right elbow. Finds Birkebile with the pass. Binder almost dribbles it away from Birkebile. She flicks out to Stirrup. Bailey Stirrup, guarded by Harmony Frank. Inside, Harifeld moves to the basket. Her shot is up, it's short. And Darnell has the rebound for Auburn. And here the boys cheering section here for Auburn, having some fun with the Auburn girls basketball team. They've got some organized cheering going on down here along the north side of the gym. Score looks at 35-16 now is our score. And the clock shows 2 minutes, 33 seconds to play in the third quarter. Johnson County Central's basketball. Birkebile to Cabrera's right side, to Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup, bounce pass left wing, puts it back out. Long three is up and off by Rother, saved and tipped in, but Darnell gets the ball after it's tipped in by Bailey Stirrup. Darnell will flip the pass out here quickly to Binder, and she'll come down. Timeout taken on the floor now with 2:09 to go in the third quarter. 35-16, our score, Auburn on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you confident that you are getting the most out of your homeowner's insurance? Perhaps it's time to visit with an independent agent that is committed to treating you as a person, not a policy. An agent you know and depend on to protect what is important to you. For a broad choice of products and service that goes beyond the sale, visit SBS Insurance today. Come see Rick, Kathy, or Erica at SBS Insurance in Auburn for a no-cost, no-obligation review and see how we provide service beyond the sale.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
35-16, your score. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading Johnson County Central here in the Class C1 Subdistrict Girls Action in Auburn High School. Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Toss it in to Sydney Binder. Binder finds Kirkpatrick across to Darnell, around to Binder right side. Binder on the right side of the free throw circle has picked up her dribble and needs help. The ball is knocked away by Birkebile, and now Binder can dribble out of that trap. Binder to the right side. Thinking about the shot over there for the Bulldogs was Kirkpatrick, who's in the ball game. Falling to the floor was Billings. I think there's going to be a foul called on Johnson County Central as Billings went down, most likely on Ava Birkebile. On Birkebile, her second personal, team foul number 3, Johnson County Central. Billings to inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline, right side of the basket. To the top of the key, Binder around the horn. Harmony Frank can't move to the basket. Top of the key to the left wing with it. At the top of the circle again, they go to Darnell with the pass. Right wing from Darnell to Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick guarded closely by Rother. She needs help. Binder comes and gets the ball from her. A minute 19 to go here in the third quarter. Darnell flips it to the left wing. Handling it is Kirkpatrick. Now Billings with the basketball. Melody Billings, she finds room into the paint. Flips it into the corner. Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick has her shot blocked by Harifeld. And the loose basketball is going to be grabbed up and brought down court by Birkebile. Birkebile backs out to the top of the circle. Flips it to the left wing to Rother. Sonny Rother She's held up. There's a shot on the way. Birkebile is short off the rim. Binder has the rebound. Flips it over for a moment there to Kirkpatrick. It comes back to Binder. Kirkpatrick for three from the right elbow. Got it. Long three by Jamison Kirkpatrick. Her second three-pointer of the night. She's got six now. Auburn has scored 12 points in this quarter. They have come all on three-pointers. They have four trays here. Johnson County Central's basketball trying to get something going. Stir up around the horn. Birkebile. Herfeld sets a pick. Birkebile open look. Oh, the ball stuck between the rim and the backboard. Of course, that's ruled a held ball. Possession arrow will favor the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. The ball is stuck firmly between the backboard. It's going to take a couple of pops to get it loose with the basketball here by the referee. Really wedged in there. He's hit it three times. There we go. It took four pops to get it out of there. And it'll be Auburn's basketball. Down to 14 seconds to play in the third quarter. 38-16 our score. Auburn's basketball. Auburn with the lead. Down court comes Binder. Sydney Binder guarded by Birkebile. Birkebile picks her up at midcourt across the timeline. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Lob pass underneath. Moving to the basket. Darnell. They won't get a shot off. And after three quarters, our score, Auburn 38 and Johnson County Central 16. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
Farmers are no strangers to hard work, especially during this time of year. With springtime and planting season upon us, Stat Brothers Petroleum wants to remind you we're here when you need us on the farm or in the field. Call us for delivery of propane, extreme premium diesel fuel, motor oils, or DEF, and trust Stat Brothers to be your partner in the field. Remember, we also fill those propane bottles for summer grilling, too. If you're not our customer, we'd love the opportunity to show you the difference a family-run business can make. Stat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Crete, Lincoln, Humboldt, and Hanover, Kansas.
Sunny 101.3.
We're back live once again here at Auburn High School. 8 minutes on the clock. We move into fourth quarter action, 38-16. Auburn with the lead. Johnson County Central's basketball. Emma Swanda on the floor now playing with four fouls. She launches a long three that doesn't go. It's safe from going out of bounds by Cabrales. And then it's touched last by Johnson County. After all, and Auburn will get the basketball. Melanie Billings to inbound the ball for the Lady Bulldogs. She'll toss it in to Sydney Binder, who brings the ball up court. Binder picked up by Birkebile to the left wing. Pass comes to Kirkpatrick. A cross-court pass. Too tall for Binder. It goes out of bounds down in the corner on the right side. Johnson County Central to get the ball back. Lady Thunderbirds wearing their black uniforms tonight with the red and gold trim, red and gold numbers. Couple of seniors perhaps putting on this Thunderbird uniform for the final time here this evening. We'll acknowledge them in a few minutes. Trailing now 38-16, the Thunderbirds are down. Swanda in traffic. Her shot is up. It's going to be partially blocked, but a whistle and a foul, and Emma Swanda is one of the aforementioned seniors, will be at the line. She is 0-for-2 from the line tonight. Emma has not scored yet this evening. The foul is on Jaylee Darnell. Darnell, her third personal, team foul number two. At the line is Swanda, shooting two. See if we can get the senior in the scorebook. Shot is up and good. Swanda put that one right down the center. She's now 1 out of 3 from the line. She'll have a second shot coming right here. Swanda ready for her second free throw attempt. It's up, and it's just short. Off the rim, and the rebound to Birkebile, then taken away by Melanie Billings. Billings with the steal down court. Oh, she was looking for Olivia Swanson under the basket. Sonny Rother got up and got a hand on the ball and tipped it away out of bounds. It'll stay with Auburn. They'll play it in on the side. To inbound the pass will be Jamison Kirkpatrick. into Darnell. Darnell right back to Kirkpatrick for three from the left side, and it's off on the rebound to Binder. Binder with a floater in the paint. It's in and out, won't go. Rebound brought down by Kirkpatrick. Jamison Kirkpatrick on the dribble. Kirkpatrick, top of the key, right side. Birkebile gets the basketball. Birkebile finds Rother in the corner on the right wing. She's guarded by Olivia Swanson closely. Rother with no chance for a shot. Swanson in her face. Rother in traffic. Out to the left wing. Oh, we've got a foul away from the basketball down here on the baseline. See who this one's going to go on. May have been on Kirkpatrick. Yes, it is. Jamison Kirkpatrick picks up her first personal. Team foul number three on the Bulldogs. Darnell will leave the ball game, and Harmony Frank checks back in now for the Lady Bulldogs of Auburn. Swanda with an inbound pass finds Birkebile, who goes into the corner to Cabrales for three, off no good. Binder came down with a rebound and flipped it over to her teammate, to Kirkpatrick. Now Kirkpatrick gives up to Melanie Billings, and Billings will bring it down court. Billings, left side of the free throw circle, back between the rings, top of the key, a cross court pass goes to the right side now to Binder. Binder hands it up to Kirkpatrick. Skip pass all the way across court left side. Baseline is Billings in the corner for three. Billings' shot is up, too strong, off the rim, and the rebound to Johnson County Central's Sonny Rother. Rother is going to come all the way coast to coast and try to go for a layup. She lost the handle on it, and it goes out of bounds off of Johnson County Central. Bulldogs will get the basketball. Looks like Billings will set out now, and checking in to replace her for Auburn will be Addie Maddox, a 5'6 sophomore. Melanie Billings, a senior on this roster here for Auburn. 38-17, a 21-point lead right now for Auburn, as Binder contemplates putting up a three from the corner and then decides not to. Swanson will. She launches a three. Olivia just short. She's made three of those tonight. Olivia has 9 points. That one didn't go. Rother will bring it up court for JCC. Rother on the right wing. Give and go. Right back to Sonny Rother. Couldn't get to the basket. Has to pass to Cabrales. She was looking inside for Swanda. And I think Harmony Frank got a foot out there and kicked the ball away. So it'll stay with Johnson County Central. Good tight defense by Harmony Frank. Swanda with a shot over Frank. Off the glass, up and good. Emma Swanda with her first field goal tonight. She has 3 points. And that makes it 38-19 now. Underneath, they feed to Maddox. Her shot is up and good. And I believe she's going to be fouled. Addie Maddox made a nice, strong move to the bucket for the sophomore there. Got the basket to fall. She's got 4 points, and she'll be at the free throw line now for the and one. Foul on Cabrales, her first personal, team foul number four on Johnson County Central. Maddox's free throw up and good. Addie Maddox has 5 points now as she hits the end one, and that makes it 41-19 our score. Clock down now to 5 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Remember, we've got a second half of our doubleheader coming up later, the Fall City Tigers and the Fairbury Jeffs. Here's a pass that goes wide of the mark. It's going to get away out of bounds. Turnover for Johnson County Central. The Lady Bulldogs will get the basketball back. They will play it in on the side in forecourt. Tossing it in will be Addie Maddox to inbound the pass. Now we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 4:55 to go in the ballgame. 41-19, Auburn on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Very pleased tonight to be working alongside Colin Feldkamp, our producer-engineer, for tonight's presentation, a doubleheader of high school basketball. We're back to live action, Auburn with the ball. That's Kirkpatrick handling it. Off to Harmony Frank. Gives up to Binder. Lob pass to Frank under the basket right side. Oh, she passed up the shot. Here's a free throw line. Open look. Jump shot up and off by Jaylee Darnell. Won't go. And the rebound down to Birkebile. Birkebile with the basketball. Ava. Right side, Cabrales looking in the paint for Swanda. Swanda being careful in there. She's got four personals. Big collision a minute ago between Swanda and Kirkpatrick, and no whistle happened. Now Cabrales on the right wing. Bounce pass into Swanda. Turn around, backs in, shot up and good. Emma Swanda with a nice move to the bucket. She's got 5 points now. Back-to-back field goals here in the fourth quarter for Johnson County Central's Emma Swanda. Okay, here come the Lady Bulldogs. Jaylee Darnell, she stands between the rings. Got the pass from Kirkpatrick. Left wing Binder. Binder back up to the top to Harmony Frank. Frank holds it for a moment. Goes to Darnell with the pass. Auburn now content just to run some clock. Harmony Frank flips to the right wing. Gives up to Binder. Darnell between the rings. Darnell takes one dribble and goes right back to Binder with the pass. Now down deep in the corner, right side of the basket to Kirkpatrick. All the way around the horn on the outside perimeter, outside the three-point arc. There's a pass going to be stolen away with the steal. Going the other way, Johnson County Central trying for the layup was Cabrales, and she'll have her shot blocked away nicely by Harmony Frank. Nice defense. Ball is tipped away and goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. Swanda to inbound it under the basket, under her own bucket. Swanda going to have to hurry. Almost got the five count. She got it in. Into the corner to Birkebile. Right back it comes to Swanda. Up to the top of the circle to Rother. Sonny Rother had it knocked away. Her pass goes to Cabrales. On the corner underneath goes Swanda. She tries to go up with a shot, but she'll be fouled, I think, on the floor. This probably came before the shot, so it'll just be Johnson County's ball under their own basket. We'll see who they put the foul on here when they post it. Foul is going to be on Harmony Frank. Frank picks up her first personal. JCC's basketball. Lob it into Herifeld. Madeline Herifeld feeds it into Swanda. Swanda goes up with a shot. Couldn't get it. Addie Maddox gets the defensive rebound. Maddox hands the ball off to Binder. Sydney Binder will bring it up court. Down to under 3 minutes to play now. 2:51 showing on the clock. 41-21. It's a 20-point lead for the Lady Bulldogs. 41-21, your score. Auburn's basketball. Kirkpatrick, Jameson Kirkpatrick, she's a sophomore. Gives the ball up top to Jaylee Darnell. Darnell across court to the near side, back to Kirkpatrick. Now Harmony Frank takes a couple of dribbles before tossing the ball to Darnell, who brings around to the left side of the free throw lane to Sydney Binder. Across court pass. On the far side, Kirkpatrick holds it again to Darnell. Auburn just running clock here. 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the ball game. It's a 20-point contest, 41-21. Maddox takes it all the way into the basket before flipping it back to the top of the key up to Binder. Binder comes to the near side to Darnell with the pass. Johnson County in a man-to-man defense, but not really real aggressive about it here. Down by 20. They're chasing the basketball, but not really, nothing like trying to commit fouls or anything like that. Realizing they are down by 20 with under 2 minutes to play. Want to acknowledge all the seniors on this Johnson County Central team when we do our post-game show. We want to make mention of each of them. Auburn's basketball. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called. I think that's going to go on Herifeld. That'll be Madeline's second personal. Timeout taken by Johnson County Central with a minute 30 to play in the ballgame. 90 seconds left to go. 41-21, Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the Class C1 Girls Sub-District Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Holistic remedies leave many with questions. Thanks to advances in their use, we're learning more about their benefits. Herbs and spices like ginger and turmeric, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, can boost your health and help prevent chronic disease. You have options to reclaim your health the natural way. Small changes can make a big difference for you and your family's health. Always check with your physician before taking anything new. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We have 90 seconds left to play in the first half of our doubleheader here. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading Johnson County Central by 20, 41-21 our score. A minute and a half to play. Auburn will have the basketball. Again, be sure and stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up. We'll have a complete rundown of all the individual numbers, individual scoring, and what have you. You'll want to join us for that at the end of the ball game here. Auburn's basketball, the inbound pass, is tossed in to Sydney Binder. Binder on the dribble, left side of the lane. Birkebile gives chase. Binder dribbles away from her and passes it up to Maddox at the top of the circle. Coming over to get the ball from Maddox is Jameson Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick tries to run away from Sonny Rother. Johnson County down by 20. I think fouling would be probably kind of a, well, an interesting strategy, and that's what they do. Birkebile will be called for her third personal. That is team foul number six, not yet into the 1-1. But we're down to a minute and 6 seconds to go, 66 seconds to play in a 20-point ball game. I'm not sure if fouling is a good strategy here, but we'll see. Billings to inbound it. Billings lobs the pass in. Gets it inbounds to Sydney Binder. Binder being chased by Birkebile. Top of the key. Pass comes back up again to Addie Maddox. Maddox gives it to Billings. Billings dribbles away. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson County Central. We'll go to the 1-1. And we'll put Melody Billings at the free throw line. Cabrera's picks up her second personal. Seventh team foul. Melody Billings has 3 points in the game tonight on 1 3-pointer. This is her first attempt at the line. Here she's shooting 1-1 with 53 seconds to play. Shot is up. Got it. She'll have a second shot coming, the and one. Billings now with 4 points. More subs getting ready to check in here for Auburn. We'll pick them up in a minute. Into the ball game comes Mackenzie Stanley. Stanley into the ball game. And again at the line is Billings. Johnson County Central, I think, checking in here. Ava Klein just got into the ball game. Klein checks in, a 5'5 sophomore. Billings' second free throw is up. It's short off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. Maya Straka came up with the rebound. Straka to the left side. Ava Klein holds the ball. Klein feeds it underneath into Herfeld in traffic to the top of the key. Here's Swanda from the free throw line with a jump shot. Up and good for Emma Swanda. She's got 7, all of those coming here in the fourth quarter for the senior. We're down to 24 seconds to go. Bulldogs with the basketball. Addie Maddox takes it all the way in, tries to go in for a driving layup. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Madeline Herfeld. On Herfeld, her third. And 8 team fouls, so we're shooting 1-1. Addie Maddox has made 3 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. Has 5 points. Here she'll be shooting 2. I believe they fouled her. She was putting up a shot. Yes, the first one is up, and no. Rimmed around, bounced out of there, and wouldn't go down to her. She'll have another shot coming. Second shot for Addie Maddox. On the way up, and this one is off also, and it's tipped around. Herfeld comes down with the rebound. Gives it up to Birkebile. Birkebile down court with it. Passes inside to Swanda. She moves to the basket, and she'll be fouled. Emma Swanda, not quite done with her senior high school career yet. She's going to go back to the line. She's 1 of 4 from the line. Has 7 points in the game. Here she'll be shooting 2 shots. That foul, incidentally, was on Mackenzie Stanley, her first. Swanda's free throw is on the way. It's up. No. Hit the back of the iron and flipped out of there, but she'll have another try coming. This is a 2-shot situation for Emma Swanda as she looks to the bucket. Swanda, second free throw is on the way. It's up, and this one rimmed off. It wouldn't fall. Rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. They'll come down court, may not just try to dribble it out here. Maddox are reaching in to try and knock it away, and there's your ball game. Your final score, Auburn 42 and Johnson County Central 20. 42-23. That's your final score. Stay with us for the post-game scoring wrap. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Our final score in the first half of our doubleheader tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs get the win, 42-23. That's our final. Auburn with the win over Johnson County Central. Let's look at the individual numbers now. First of all, for the Thunderbirds, they were led tonight by Sunny Rother. She finished with 11 points in the ballgame. Emma Swanda had 7. 3 points for Bailey Stirrup, and Madeline Herrefeld added 2 for their total of 23. From the free throw line on the evening, Johnson County hit 5 out of 10 from the charity stripe. For the Auburn Bulldogs, an interesting thing here, nobody reached double figures. But listen to how these points are distributed. Olivia Swanson with 9, 7 points for Jaylee Darnell, 6 points for Zoe Baltonsberger. Jameson Kirkpatrick also had 6 points, 5 points for Addie Maddox. Sydney Binder also had 5 points, and Harmony Frank added 4, 42 points for their total. From the free throw line, the Lady Bulldogs hit 7 out of 13 from the line. 42-13, your final score. We want to acknowledge the Johnson County Central seniors playing their final game tonight in a Thunderbird uniform. Ava Birkebile, a 5'7 senior. Emma Swanda, 5'8 senior. Madeline Herrefeld, a senior at 6'1. And, of course, Jordan Albright, not able to play tonight because of the concussion protocol, but she was certainly a big part of the team throughout the season. So Birkebile, Swanda, Albright, and Herrefeld playing their final games tonight here in the Johnson County Central uniforms. Having grown up in Elk Creek, I always enjoy coming over and covering Johnson County Central's games wherever we're at on the road or wherever. So it's been a pleasure to watch those young ladies play for the last 4 seasons, and we certainly wish them well. Well, that's just the first half of our doubleheader. We've got another one coming up here. The Falls City Lady Tigers and the Fairbury Lady Jeffs are going to do battle, in about 20, 25 minutes from now. I think it's scheduled for a 7:45 tip-off. So we're going to take about a 20-minute break here. We want to give our producer-engineer, Colin Feldkamp, a heads-up. We're going to send it back to the studios, and he'll keep you entertained for the next 20 minutes. And then we'll be back with the second half of our doubleheader right after this on Sunny 101.3.